Morning.
Beginning of the year.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Do it. That's
Tom, what did you
I said that yesterday. It's about
learn about the offense during the
Coach said yesterday that the best thing mentally about having a bye week is that you don't have that game plan.
You know, we've got to play better than we played. And
sometimes the game plan starts this week. You win a game and you're like, okay, next week. There's sometimes that
say we had a good day of practice.
Almost too daunting.
And we got to go out there and have a few good more day, a few good more days, a few more good days. But there's a lot of things that we need to improve on.
If you waste time doing cracks and things that you're not going to learn, or
we'll see.
On things that you shouldn't be focused on, or be distracted by things you shouldn't be distracted by, then you're wasting time built in on your opponent. So when you don't have a particular game plan, you can take some time to do some special projects that the coaches did to figure out how we can improve the second half. So that's where a lot of time was spent.
A couple weeks ago you talked about how good teams are able to string a lot of wins together. As you enter the second half here, is there a heightened awareness of that, especially with a lot of division games left, including this week?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's just instinctive. It's not something you think about much.
We're 2-0 over a division.
So it's important not to think back there.
Is that a constant? No, it's a team that we've played a bunch of times that it's been some different types of games with this team where we've had, like last year, we were down 21-0 here.
I've never really thought about it, I just try to react to what's going on and move to the open spot, and sometimes it's not the open spot and you make mistakes. But hopefully it's something that you can buy a little more time for your offensive line back there, and stepping up and moving in the pocket is always important for a quarterback to do. So, we work on drills and so forth. Just a matter of doing it at the right time.
It's important, especially this time of year, because you can't waste any days. If you waste the day, it's gone and you can't get it back.
Nate played a lot last year too.
The group gets it, understands that.
He's been very reliable and dependable.
It's really important.
Really,
like
since
you said,
the day he got here, he's very
mature. If it goes poorly, that's it. It's over. There's no fixing that. There's no getting it back.
I think he's really asserted himself as a very good player. It's a tough position to play. It's you get the best of your opponent every single week, and he's never really backed down to a challenge. So there's a lot of comfort there.
It's up to the guys how much information you retain and whether you can apply that information. But that's really our goal, is to go out there. And
I've never thought much about, concern myself with their job and so forth. And they're very well coached. They work really hard, that entire group. That's kind of like their own little subculture within the team. They have, the things they do to get ready, and they're coached very hard. And Dante Scarnecchia is one of the best coaches that ever been around.
Are you pleased with the way you've played to this point?
It's just a matter of time. It's the more you play together, the better you're going to do. And, those guys have continued to work really hard, and obviously it's shown out there on the field.
Areas where I need to improve on.
Well, there's a lot of familiarity, and they have some very good players, guys that really capitalize on the offensive mistakes. So, it's different than playing the Rams and so forth, like we did a few weeks ago, where it's just, you feel like Friday it starts to come together. Hopefully, we have a pretty good idea now what works and what doesn't work, and what they do well, what they don't do well, and that's part of putting a game plan together and going out there and seeing how it looks in practice.
They have some songs that I like, yes.
Tom, being a two-time father,
I hope it keeps getting better. We just keep working at it. So we go out there and practice, and we work on things.
Yeah,
and
so I'm in the locker room.
Coach tells us things that we need to do better. And
he's a great friend of mine.
We're always trying to make those improvements. So I don't think you can ever stop improving. I think you guys just got to keep going out there to work at it. See if it can be better each day.
Your career coming off a bye, as far as, is there anything different, with the extra rest? Obviously you guys feel better, but emotionally, physically, anything different coming off a bye than in other games?
Once you're into the end of the week, like we are now, it feels like a normal week of football. So it's, you always try to prepare as hard as you can, use all the extra time to study and get ready physically and mentally, and you know, there's nothing magic about it. It's just a matter of putting the work in like we do every week and, you know, going out there and playing well.
Is it relaxing? Talk about looking at the self-evaluation, but during a bye week, how important is it to get back in touch with your personal life? Which really, you know, in a regular week, you're working towards the game. You have some days off. How important is it to just get back in touch with your family and friends and stuff?
Well, it's nice. It's a nice little break for a few days. It came at a good time for us. So hopefully, you know, guys used it well. And like I said, you come back refreshed. And we had a good day of practice yesterday. So, you know, guys felt pretty good out there yesterday. Hopefully we feel good on Sunday. That's the most important thing, is to, you know, use the week to prepare and, you know, not empty your tank on Wednesday and Thursday, but to go out there and be ready to go on Sunday.
What do you remember the most about the first time you played Buffalo? You guys were down 21-7, and all of a sudden the offense clicked in the second half.
Clicked. I think the defense clicked. I think the special teams clicked. I think everything does, and it's complimentary football and capitalizing on turnovers. And you know, we didn't play very well in the first half, so we're down 21-7, and you know, it was a little bit of adverse situation for us, and we found a way to kind of dig ourselves out of it, and hopefully we don't have to dig ourselves out of it this week.
Is there an emphasis on playing the complementary game going forward? It's not just the offense. I mean, obviously you're the director, the captain of the ship of the offense, but is there an emphasis going into the second half of the season that it has to be complementary if you guys are going to go where you want?
Yeah, and yeah, no question. I think that you have to play well in all phases, especially against, you know, teams or teams that are playing well on a particular day. It's, you know, you don't have many games where the other team just, you know, plays terrible and, you know, you play, you know, not your best game and you still win. I think as the season gets going, you realize there's less margin for error. Every game's more important, and then you try to, you know, play better each week. So, you know, hopefully we're playing better now than we did at the beginning of the year, but, you know, we got to go out there and do it. I said that yesterday. It's about going out there and proving it.
Coach said yesterday that the best thing mentally about having a bye week is that you don't have that game plan kind of hanging over your head the whole time for the coaches and for the players. Because sometimes the game plan, you win a game and you're like, okay, next week, does sometimes that game plan get to be almost too daunting?
Well, that's part of the challenge that every team faces, is you have 7 days to prepare for the game. So when the game ends, the clock's ticking on the next week. And you know, if you waste time doing practicing things that you're not going to run, or focusing on things that you shouldn't be focused on, or being distracted by things you shouldn't be distracted by, then you're wasting time gaining on your opponent. So when you don't have a particular game plan, you know, you can take some time to, you know, do some special projects that the coaches did to figure out how we can improve the second half. So that's where a lot of time was spent.
A couple weeks ago, you talked about how good teams are able to string a lot of wins together. As you enter the second half here, is there a heightened awareness of that, especially with a lot of division games left, you know, including this week?
Yeah, this is a very important game for us. You know, we win this, we're 2-0 over a division opponent, which is very critical. And you know, it's a team that we've played a bunch of times that it's been some different types of games with this team where we've had, like last year, we were down 21-0 here, and I don't know how many points we scored, 45 or I don't know what that final was, 52 unanswered or something like that. And it was the same thing, you know, down 21-7, and then we win kind of going away there, you know, at the beginning of this year. In our first game last year, we were up whatever 21 points, and they came back and won. So there's been some kind of wild swings, you know, and I think that shows the inconsistency that we've, you know, played against them, and hopefully we can go out there and play consistently for 60 minutes.
Bill said yesterday, it's important, especially this time of year, because you can't waste any days. If you waste the day, it's gone and you can't get it back. Based on the youth of this team, do you think the group gets it, understands that each day is really important? And like you said, if it goes poorly, that's it. It's over. There's no fixing that. There's no getting it back.
Yeah, and Coach talks about that a lot with us. So he stands up there and tells us, you know, what we need to do each day and what we need to accomplish. And, you know, he did that this morning. And, you know, it's up to the guys how much information you retain and whether you can apply that information. But that's really our goal, is to go out there and play very disciplined, very smart, very tough. And, you know, if you do that, then we expect to go out there and play really well. And you know, if we don't, then it's not going to turn out very well. So,
You have yourself some pretty good numbers the first half of the season. Are you happy with the way you personally have played the first half? Obviously, you want to get better, but are you pleased with the way you've played to this point?
You know, I'd like to play better over the second half, and you know, there's always room for improvement. So there's certain areas where I need to improve on, and you know, it's been really a point of emphasis. So we're gonna try to do those things.
I saw you were at the Aerosmith concert the other day.
I was at the opening. I didn't stay for the concert.
Sometimes you dress kind of weird.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's going on there? Who does that?
Who does what?
Is that all self? Do you lay that out?
I have no response to that. Yeah.
Is Aerosmith a band that you listen to when you're pumped up for games?
They have some songs that I like, yes.
Tom, being a two-time father, do you have any special words of advice for Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, I saw him in the locker room, so I was very excited to hear. So he's a great friend of mine, and he's, you know, he's going to be a great dad. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Trying to keep you light. You're very buttoned down.